If you haven't gotten up from your seat, let's rise and get ready to worship.
Darkness. impossible for God. So if you believe it, sing it today.
Make the chains come loose. You can tell the mountains.
is possible for you. You can make the chains come loose. You can build the mountains move. 'Cause even the impossible is possible for you.
Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. You can go ahead and greet your neighbor, and we'll get into the announcements.
Hey, everyone. My name is Dean, and I serve on the HT Youth Team. We're so excited to have you here with us today. Have you joined a life group yet? Registration is open now, and they begin April 11th. Make sure to visit us online at hgchurch.com and click on the life groups to register for your group. Or you can visit Pastor Anita at the Connect Desk after the service. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are right around the corner. Make sure to invite your family and friends. April 2nd, we will have our Good Friday evening service at 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. We have a special kids program that's happening on Good Friday with Pastor Barry Seymour for kindergarten through fifth grade students. There will also be childcare for nursery and preschool students. Our Easter Sunday services will be held at the standard times at 8:30, 10, and 11:30. It's going to be incredible Good Friday and Easter weekend you won't want to miss. Men, mark your calendars for our men's breakfast. April 10th at 8:30 a.m. we'll be meeting in Phase 1 Sanctuary. Stay connected with the life of our church. Scan the QR code at the bottom of your program. If you're watching us online, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Church, we love you, and have a happy Palm Sunday.
God bless you. Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. It is great to see you this morning. How many of you know the King of Kings is in the house this morning? This is the King's dominion. You are in the house of the King, and his presence is here with us. We're glad that you're here with us today. I want to welcome everybody that's worshiping with us online this morning at the 10:30 service. We are so glad that you're able to connect with us by technology, and thankful for the Spirit of God that just keeps us connected today. We want to thank you so much for all of your loving financial support of Harvest Time Church, and we want to thank you for honoring the Lord with all of your giving. You know, King Solomon wrote this. He wrote, "One gives freely and yet grows all the richer, but another withholds what he should give and only suffers lack. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters shall himself be watered." How many of you know that's a really good promise from the Word of God? Because of social distancing, we are not going to pass an offering plate through the sanctuary this morning. We do have offering boxes at all the entrances and exits, and if you did bring an offering with you to the sanctuary today, you can drop it in one of those boxes as you leave this morning. For those watching online and for everyone, if you'd like to make a gift online, you can go to our homepage, htchurch.com. Just click on the giving link at the top, and it'll guide you to make a secure gift online to Harvest Time Church. Some people like to give by text, and the information for giving by text is on the screens behind me. You can also find it in your bulletin. Want to remind you that this coming weekend is Good Friday and Easter Sunday weekend. We're going to be here Good Friday evening at 7 o'clock, and we'd like to ask your help with a couple of things. First of all, in America, somehow it's a miracle that a family of four manages to come to church in five cars. And so we'd like to ask you, especially on Good Friday evening, we anticipate the parking lot is going to be very full. So please do try to carpool. Please do come early on Good Friday evening. We start at 7 o'clock sharp, not 7 o'clock dull. And we don't have any capacity limits in the sanctuary anymore, but we are still required to social distance, and so that does reduce the number of seats. And so as soon as this auditorium is full, we'll be accommodating overflow crowds downstairs on the lower level, and you want to be under the spout where the glory comes out. You don't want to be in the overflow. You want to be in direct line. So do come early on Good Friday evening. We're going to receive communion together. I have already written my sermon for Good Friday, and it's good. So I'm just telling you, It's the gospel. It's good. So we're going to have a great time. Easter Sunday, we're here at 8:30, 10 o'clock, and 11:30. And we do hope that you'll invite some friends. We'll be sharing about Jesus all weekend long next weekend, and we're looking forward to it. Just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who gave in the offering for the washers and dryers for the Teen Challenge Center. A week ago, four sets of brand new washers and dryers were delivered to Teen Challenge in Texas that came from Harvest Time Church. The young man, there's 50 men at that Teen Challenge Center, and you can imagine not only clothing, but bed linens and bath linens. Those washers and dryers are going nonstop, and the young man on top of the boxes there is in charge of the laundry room. He's a student in the Teen Challenge program, and he's very, very, very happy and just so grateful for those new washers and dryers. So thank you so much for giving those. Well, it's a great privilege this morning to have our very dear friend, Dr. Jeff Bell, with us from Faith Bible College and a team of students from the college. They were with us a year and a half ago before the COVID shutdown. We had a great Sunday morning together. And I want to tell you that Dr. Bell has a great word to share with you on this Palm Sunday morning. Dear friend, he is the chancellor of Faith Bible College, my alma mater, and it's just such a privilege. Dr. Bell, would you please come? Would you give your best Harvest Time welcome to our friend Dr. Jeff Bell from Faith Bible College in Charleston, Maine? When they were here last, we had an opportunity to make a gift into the Bible College, and at the end of the service today, you're going to have an opportunity to make a gift towards a special need they have. Dr. Bell's going to tell us about it. Please give him a good welcome.
I greet you this morning in the wonderful name of Jesus. His name is above every name, and at his name every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Traveling with much of the same trio I was here a year and a half with. Johnny was with us before. He's finishing his third year. He comes from Bangalore. If you were closer to Maine, I would tell you that he came to Bangor. But there's a long way between Bangor and Bangalore. I have no control again. I should have checked that out in the middle. Behind me is Samson. Samson comes to us from Punjab, India, and he is finishing this semester. Everybody in the middle, the people that stand in the middle on the stage, they get married and they leave me. No different here. And so, I don't know, we've got to find another good singer from the Indian band. Moses is on the end. Brother Moses. His name is Ken Moses, yes. He's in his third year, and I trust the Lord will make him a blessing to you this morning.
How many of you are happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. We're so glad we could be here. The first song that we want to sing to you guys, it's an oldie, but it talks about feeling the joy of the Lord that's falling fresh on us. And so we believe that that's what's going to happen. And if you know this song, please join us.
Joy of the Lord falling fresh on me.
I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me.
I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost over me.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me.
I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me.
I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
The joy of the Lord falling fresh on me.
I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me.
I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me.
I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me.
I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
I'm a little tired of the devil's games, keeping me in bondage from my sorrows and shame. I deserve better, so go another day. I'm here to claim deliverance in Jesus' name.
I feel the feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
Do you feel the joy?
Sing it again.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
Every battle and every battle that he's fought, he has won. It's same with the Palm Sunday. The Jewish people celebrated thinking that he was going to overtake the Roman government, but he not only overtook the Roman government, he took down every other government, every other power, every other principality, and we serve a champion who reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and here we are to worship him. Let's sing the song. Let's just worship God.
Tried so hard to see it, took me so long to believe it. You choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never run it. You give what we don't deserve it. You take them broken things and raise them to glory. You are my champion, giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you won, I hear who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who is conquered it all.
Now I can finally see it. It took me so long to receive it. So let all the striving see. Every battle you won, I am who you say I am. You
me with confidence. I'm seated in the heavenly place, undefeated with the one who is conquered it all.
For I am the Lord, I will be with you. I've called you by name, so I will protect you, for you are my joy. How I love you so. He says, there is nothing to pay, there is nothing impossible. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am Alpha Omega, beginning and the end.
Come on, this is the word of the Lord this morning.
For I am the Lord, and I will be with you. I've called you my name, so I will protect you. For you are my joy, and how I love you so. Yeah. There is nothing to be, there is nothing impossible. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Aren't you glad you're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? There's none above Him. There's none His equal. He alone is Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're thrilled to be here today. And Johnny, as soon as you come through there, head straight back to the sound room over there and help the little lady out in the back, because I am powerless today. Terrible when the preacher admits to you at the start he's powerless. Hey, but it's all in Jesus, and it's going to be all in Jesus and Johnny here in just a minute. The mission of the college is to produce professional, Pentecostal servant leaders who will make a world of difference in fulfilling the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our goal. That's our aim. After all, Jesus only left us with one prayer request, just one. You can pray about your food, pray about church, pray about your home, your family, pray for the pastor, all good things to do. But Jesus said, the harvest is great and the labors are few. Pray ye that the Lord of the harvest would send forth labors into the harvest field. That's the only prayer request He left you. You think we can get one thing down? Let's pray for souls. Let's pray for people to reach those souls. At Faith Bible College, we do our best to keep the costs as low as possible. Not that we think our product's inferior, not because we think we're doing a poor job, but we're really trying to help people get to the harvest field without a lot of debt. College is expensive, and if you go anywhere to college, you can easily rack up $20,000 a year just for your schooling. At Faith Bible College, for $7,000, you can go have a place to live, Eat every all squares, three a day, in the dining hall, and get your tuition covered. Can't do that most places in the world. But remember the goal here. The goal isn't about making money. Nobody's getting rich. It's really about reaching the world. And we've got alumni like your pastor, who we're so proud of, around the world that are preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm just thrilled to be a little part of what God's doing in the world today. And so what you give is going to help us to do that. Well, our project is, last time I was with you, we were raising money for heat pumps. The Institute building is an old building built in 1901. Its heating system is past its days. And we had kids trying to write notes with their gloves on many a time. And so we now have heat pumps thanks to this church and a number of churches that stood with us on our last tour around. We were able to put in heat pump in every classroom and in the library. That is one happy amen right there. Yes, her name is Amen. She's the first person I ever met whose name was Amen. I said, I speak of her often. I close out every time I spend with Jesus talking about Amen. Amen has become our new librarian. She's working on her degree in library studies. And she's insisting with me that these books got to maintain a temperature. They now do. We used to go very cold and very hot. We were back and forth. Thanks to you folks, we're able to keep the library and the classrooms at a decent climate for study. The pastor, he is also my pastor. He's the president of the Bible College, said to me, you need to raise, those are working so well and they're so economical, you need to go out and raise some more money to get some more. So this is a class, this is a room in the dorm, much like the one your pastor would have stayed in. If you see the dark spot behind the green chair, it's an old radiator. It was built for steam heat. We haven't had steam heat since I was there as a student many, many days ago. But it now does hot water, but it's not really efficient. One thermostat for four floors. Don't know if you get any picture of what that means. You have one for your house, that's not bad. But one for about 45 rooms. And so they're complaining they're too hot, they're too cold, there's no regulation. And so Dr. Ward wants me to try to help put some heat pumps in, and about 5,000 could do 3 to 4 rooms. And so we're praying about that and been talking to folks. Because you see, this here for us, it's all about partnership. We charge $7,000 for the year, but it takes more than that to get the job done. One guy says it like this: you realize every time you shout and get happy because you got a new student, just means we have to raise, beside what they bring us, another $7,500 to try to keep the thing rolling. And so partnership makes this happen. We partner first with God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So we partner with God. We partner with the faculty, who are willing to work on much lower salaries than they can make a lot of other places, because remember, it's the harvest. It's not about the money, it's about the harvest. We partner with churches and businessmen. We've had businessmen sponsor and help us, and so we're grateful for all those that would help to make this possible. And so this morning, I want to turn with you. Thank you for listening to all that. Get my commercial in. I want to share with you a message from Matthew chapter 21. Forgive the simpleness of the PowerPoint. It's entirely my fault. I stand here. I'm not gifted. I have people normally do this, but this one was so late coming that it just didn't get to the presses. So it may work to our advantage, for it's over. You'll understand in a little bit. I want to read to you from chapter 21. It's a story. I'm going to bounce through the story of the Palm Sunday. Jesus is speaking in verse 2, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Verse 6 says, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes went before and followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 12 begins with this, and Jesus went into the temple of God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this, the Lord's day. Thank you for Palm Sunday. Thank you for your people that are gathered in your house. I pray this morning that your word would speak to our hearts. We would grow in grace. We'd become more fruitful for your kingdom. We would be established to every good work. I pray this morning every need is supplied in you, and whatever your people are in need of today, may faith connect with the promise, and may the fulfillment come today to every heart, every home, every life, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. I want to speak to you about a time of visitation. A time of visitation. There's a time, I believe, that God deals with the heart to receive Christ. It's a time of visitation. And whether or not people respond to that call makes all the difference in the world. You can sense God's dealing. Last Sunday, a gentleman was in the service on Sunday morning, one of the services. I had five services last weekend. I only got four today, so it's a little lighter weekend. But there was a gentleman whose parents came from Ghana who was in the service, and he'd never given his heart to God before, but I was preaching on receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he came with the crowd, come forward. Well, he wept and he cried and he fell in the altar and he was on his face before the Lord and he was sobbing, sobbing. He got up feeling what the boys were singing about today, the joy of the Lord, and he ran around the church. He'd never seen anybody run around the church before, but he had a good time all by himself. He made a loop around the church. He came back down to the front. He grabbed me by the collar and he yanked me into himself. He looked at me and said, I love you, and I don't even know why I love you. Could you tell me why I love you? All I can tell you is the love of God is hit your heart. That's all I can tell. That's the only reason I have for you. But he didn't miss his day of visitation. He responded to the call. Even though I was given a call for receiving the baptism, he came forward, gave his heart to Jesus, and got filled with the Holy Spirit the same night. It was a powerful encounter with God. I can tell you, you don't want to miss your visitation. I can tell you how to get set up for the visitation, simply following what the disciples did here. Jesus said, go get a donkey. How hard can that be? But he did say, you go down such and such a street, find there a donkey, colt tied with it, bring them to me. Now, I don't know how you feel about God speaking to you and what you say to God when God says, you know, it's time to do this. But it sounds to me like Jesus said, just go steal a donkey. Well, do you think it was normal? They just ran around people's houses. I think I'll take this one. Jesus said, go get a donkey. And I can imagine the disciples said, are you sure that's what you want? Is that sure how we're supposed to do it? And he said, if anybody asks you, because he responds and tells them, if anybody asks you what you're doing, you just tell them, I have need of it. Okay. So they launch out in faith and they go to where Jesus is. I go to where the donkey is and they start unloosing this donkey and somebody says, hey, what do you think you're doing? The Lord hath need of it. Oh, okay, take it. Wow. It was just simple obedience. God will never ask you to do anything you cannot do. He's not going to ask me to jump up and touch the bottom of the screen. White boys can't jump. And so I there's no way that's going to happen. You're not going to ask me to give you $1 million. There's no way that's going to happen. I'd like to. I wish I had some. No, what I'm telling you is he's never going to ask you to do what you can't do. But every time he asks you to do something, you're going to feel like, are you sure? You mean that? Said to Martha and Mary, roll away the stone. Like, really, God? He's been dead 4 days. Like, I don't think that makes sense. But if you simply obey, you know, it was Saul that thought he could do God a favor and bring back a sacrifice when he was supposed to have slaughtered all the Amalekites. And Samuel says, what's this I'm hearing? Oh, we did what we were supposed to, but we brought back some sheep for sacrifice. And you find that verse of Scripture says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. In America, we think that we don't have to do what God wants us to do. We'll just tip God at the end. I'll give God a couple more dollars, and it will all be square again. We'll find another way. But you'll not get the kind of visitation that will come by simple obedience, and simple worship. What happened? These two guys come back with donkeys, and they put some cloth or some coats or some shirts on top of this donkey, and Jesus gets on the donkey. They start their way into the city of Jerusalem, and the people start to worship. Now, worship hasn't really got anything to do with a band and an orchestra and microphones and good sound people, and they're keeping me alive, and I appreciate it. But it has everything to do with the heart. So without a band, without a trio, these people are worshiping God. And they're saying something like this: Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now I tell you, I'm glad for good worship. I lug this little trio everywhere I go. I like good worship. I appreciate the band. I appreciate people that practice and get ready to lead us into worship. I appreciate worship leaders. But I got to tell you, you can sit in a service like this and still not worship. You can sit in a place like this and still miss the visitation, because you were busy thinking about other things and what's going to happen as soon as this service is over. But if your heart got in connection with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it won't matter who sits by you. They might not get their visitation, but you make up your mind this morning. As for me and my house, we're going to worship the Lord. Simple obedience and simple worship brings you into a place of God's presence. Simple worship. It's not about, did we sing the right song? Or they didn't sing my song? Or they didn't sing the one I hope they were going to sing this morning. What matters is the heart in worship to God. These people were shouting the way into Jerusalem, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. What they were literally saying, and what the scribes and Pharisees understood, was these folks weren't just saying, he's a good man. They were saying, he's the Messiah. He's the one we're waiting for. This is the one. He is our king. When they get to the temple, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they're worked up about this. Stop them! Don't you realize what they're saying? Oh, yeah. Have you never read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Because this praise was in order. He was indeed the King of Glory. He would not function and do what they thought he would, but he was still the King of Glory. I tell you that simple obedience. Two people obeyed the Master. The masses began to worship. There's a key oftentimes to every service. There's somebody to obey God to do something, and all of a sudden, whoosh, the presence of God begins to settle in the house, and worship begins to go up. I want to encourage you, let your worship be pure. Let it not just be a song we're singing off the screen. It's something coming out of your heart saying, you are my King. You are my Lord. I worship you, and I worship you alone. Because if we can get simple obedience and simple worship in line, we'll see a supernatural visitation. God will begin to do what we cannot do for ourselves. My good friend Jimmy G, Jimmy Gerganus, I don't know if you know Jimmy Gerganus. He says like this, sometimes God shows up, sometimes God shows off. And I like it when he shows off, when he demonstrates his power and his wonder. I don't know what you need this morning here in this house. I don't know what it is that you're desirous of. I don't know what you need at your house. I don't know what you need in your home. I don't know what your kids' needs are. But I can tell you this. I know the one who can do. You fill in the blank. He can do whatever you need done.
It's important you get a visitation with God. This is how we do it. Simple obedience to what he says to do and simple worship unto God. My dad used to worship at the house. He'd put on an old gospel album, pace the floor, tears running down his face. He taught me to worship not because we went to church. He taught me worship was something we could do anytime our heart got in tune with heaven. That was going to be worship. We live our lives as a worship unto God. And that brings a supernatural visitation. Do you remember Abraham? Abraham was told to go on Mount Moriah and worship. On the way, Isaac says to his dad, let me see if I understand this, Dad. We've done this before. We got the knife. We got the wood. We got a fire. Where is the sacrifice? And he says, God will provide himself a sacrifice. They get up on the mount. He prepares an altar. Lays out his son as a worship to God. Raises the knife to slay his only son, Isaac. And God says, hold it right there. Whoop, stop. Look in the thicket. I've prepared a ram. It's there. He got a fresh revelation of who God was. None of his ancestors ever got it like this. He was the first, as we have in recorded scriptures, the word Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You saw to it ahead of time. You knew I was going to need sacrifice, and you provided one for me. God knows exactly what you need today in your heart. Some of you might need a healing. Some of you might need a touch in your spirit. Some of you might need strength that only comes from the hand of God. But I tell you this morning, true simple obedience and true simple worship can get you an audience with the King of Glory, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in you. A supernatural visitation. Let me, come give me some music. I need to get this thing halted. I need the breaking kind of music that slows me down. The story comes to mind of the Good Friday. I was then president of the college, and we had campus days. And by the way, we are having campus days in April. If you're interested in coming, it's free weekend to any young people that want to come. It does cost a little bit to get there, but that's immaterial. Just getting there is all free when you get there. And so he's having Good Friday service. It was a packed house for us, 250 people. And I felt like I should pray for the sick. So I asked, anybody here sick? I want to pray for you. And so a number of people, the altar started filling up, and I got my students to help me, and faculty and staff helped me. We're praying for people. There's a little girl standing over here that had a problem with her kidneys, and the doc said they were going to have to put her on dialysis as a young kid because her kidneys weren't developing. That's one case I knew. The other case was over here. This girl had come straight from the hospital. Her parents had brought her. And she was in the altar because her parents were standing with her. The muscles in her legs went bad, and she couldn't walk. And they would hoist her on each side to help her get to where she needed to go. I had started praying over here and worked my way across. And when I got over here, this little girl was laying on the floor. I'd seen that before. I reached down and I prayed for her. And I learned later the little girl over here, with the kidney issue, she went back to the doctor the next week or so after she got home. She was from Utica, New York, and the doctor said, I don't know, I don't understand it, but your kidneys are functioning fine. They're working. They're working fine. You're going to be all right. They're growing and developing. This little girl over here was laying on the floor, and I did what I normally would do. I just paced the floor and kind of watch over my students, make sure everything's done decently in order as they're praying for kids in the altar. And I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, go take her by the hand, tell her to rise and walk in Jesus' name. I thought, Lord, I don't do that. I'm being very honest with you.
I don't know what you say to God when God says it's time to do this or that or the other thing. But Dr. Peer, the founder of the college, he'd do that kind of stuff. He's right there. I'm sure wires got crossed or something, but he'd do that. I just kept walking. Do you know what it's like when God wants you to do something, your heart's pounding, it's just throbbing in your chest, and you... Oh. I walked over here, and I kept saying, Lord, you got to help me. You got to help me. You got to help me. I started down the three steps. Lord, you got to help me. I was trembling like this. You got to help me. You got to help me. And when I got both feet on the floor, the power of God hit that lady. I've been in church all my life. I've seen about everything you could see. I never saw him swing from the chandeliers, but I always said it was because we didn't have any. But I saw about anything you could see happen in a church. But I was about to see something I never saw before. The power of God hit her. She came off the floor and landed on her feet right in front of me. When she hit the floor, hallelujah, when she hit the floor in front of me, she started to dance and shout and speak in tongues. And she danced all over this side of the platform, all over this side of the altar space. I turned to her dad and I said, Dad, has she been filled with the Holy Ghost? And he said, not to my knowledge. I said, well, she is now. All she's doing is talking in tongues and dancing all over the front. Dad had walked up with a cane, braced his daughter in one arm and pushing a cane with the other. He threw both hands in the air. He said, pray for me. I laid my hands on him, prayed for him, and he went home without his cane. I'm telling you, but I saw God do something there, yes. That I had never, I seen lots of people get slain out in my years of being in church. But I never seen anybody come back up off the floor. And a straight motion, boom. Then the Lord helped me understand something. My simple obedience was not about what I was going to do for God. It wasn't about me impressing God. God was trying to line me up to see what He was going to do. Had I not been obedient, I could have been standing on this side, looking at people on this side. And then I missed the miracle of what was going to happen. But my obedience, simple worship, I was, as far as I was concerned, it was a sacrifice. If that girl doesn't get up and walk, nobody's listening to my sermon in a few minutes. Nobody cares what I got to say. I mean, it was an act of sacrifice on my part to even attempt this thing. But I want to tell you, God wanted me to see what He was going to do. If we can get simple worship and simple obedience together, we'll begin to see the glory of God show up. Would you stand together with me this morning? I want to pray for you. The guys are going to sing a song, and I'm going to pray for you this morning. I don't know what you need, but I know what He has, the answer. I believe God can touch you this morning in the closing moments of this service today. I'm going to believe God. Would you just worship the Lord for just a moment? I'm going to pray, and right after they sing this through, sing it with them.
King of glory, fill this.
We need a divine visitation.
I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. King of glory.
Oh, worship Him. Worship Him.
Just wanna be with
you. Hallelujah.
Just wanna be.
Hallelujah.
Just wanna be.
Hallelujah.
Shamandorama kosamandorama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just wanna be with you.
Amandoraba soto koraba.
Just wanna be with you.
Whatever you're looking for this morning, would you reach a hand toward heaven and two if you can? I'm going to pray the presence of the Holy Spirit give you a visitation this morning. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you're here.
We sense the Holy Spirit in this house this morning. You know the need of every heart and every life. Simple obedience and simple worship will get us into a supernatural visitation. And so this morning we pray for a divine visitation today. Let the glory of God settle in on your people this morning. In the next few moments, I pray faith is going to connect with a supernatural Almighty God. And whatever their need is this morning, Lord, by faith, we partake of the promise of God. Let every heart be touched this morning. Let every life be changed this morning. Don't let us leave here the same way we came, but in the power and might of the risen Christ today, I pray that they have a divine visitation. Show up at their home. Show up at their business. Lord, heal every sick body this morning. Let healing sweep over this congregation. Every sickness has to go in Jesus' name. We receive our healing by faith this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your people today with the divine touch of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus.
Amen. How many of you know the presence of the Lord is with us right now? Come on, there's a little hand attached to your heart. You don't know it's there, but it's there. It's called faith. And you just reach out with that little hand and you just pull that word into your heart. You know, would you, if you're willing, would you just do it? It's just symbolic, but would you just put your hand right here, just right over your heart. And I want you to just receive right now by faith. I want you to just pull it into your heart. Just make that little gesture just with your hand. Just pull that word right into your heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can't help feeling like someone woke up this morning and you said, God, I have to have a word from you today. There's your word. Simple obedience and simple worship. Release a supernatural visitation. Come on, I want you to say, I believe it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Would you give the Lord a good praise in this place today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For our final act of worship this morning, we'd like to ask you, if you're willing, would you share a gift with Faith Bible College? The last time that Dr. Bella and the team were here, we were able to help them to buy a few heat pumps for the Institute building, for the classrooms and the library. Now they need some for the dormitories. This is in Charleston, Maine. I went to college there. I can testify it is cold in Charleston, Maine, and heat is a greatly appreciated thing. It's $5,000 for one heat pump installed. We were able to buy a few of them the last time, help with that. And the school has a donor who matches every gift that's given. So if we could buy one heat pump, it turns into two heat pumps. If we could buy two heat pumps, it turns into four heat pumps. If we could buy three, it turns into six. That's a pretty good deal right there. So I'm going to ask Pastor Nick, if you would, Pastor Blaze, would you come and just bring some offering plates in your bulletin today? There's an extra offering envelope. Would you share a gift? You can put cash in the offering envelope. If you're making out a check, you just make it out to Harvest Time Church, and we're going to put it all together, give it to the school. You can give by credit card. If you're watching online, you want to make a gift, you can just designate a gift online. Just put Faith Bible College or heat pumps or just something that'll let us know that the offering is designated for that, and we'll give it to the school. The team's going to play for us one more time. And for our final act of worship, we want to invite you to just bring an offering. Listen, Go with the Lord this week. Be blessed. Easter weekend's coming up. We're going to have a great time, Good Friday together, receiving communion and Easter Sunday morning. Let me pray for you, and then you can bring your gifts, and we're done. Father, thank you so much for this time in your presence. Lord, thank you for Dr. Bell, and thank you for these young men. Lord, thank you that your word says that those who water are themselves watered, and I pray you'd water and refresh them today. Lord, be with us. Go with us until we come together again rejoicing. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. Sing a song, bring a gift, and then you can go. God bless you, everybody. Have a great week in Jesus.
Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shove the mouth of lies, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shove the mouth of
bless you guys.